You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard-Bialik. This is segment 12.
Welcome to the Standing Rock Inn. Your rooms are upstairs, dears. Some of you will have to share.
Ooh, I call picking roommates first. I pick Meta.
I choose Evan.
I choose Eddie. Yep, I choose Eddie.
All right, then. Zora and I will share.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Where's Steven going to sleep?
I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to take the first watch.
I'll make you up a bed in the hall then, dear. Does anyone want some hot chocolate? It's fresh.
I love chocolate. Thank you.
Come down for dinner anytime you like, dears. I'll just be right over there in the kitchen.
Come on, Ben. Stop sulking. This seems like a pretty nice place.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, I wanted to room with the princess. Well,
I wanted to room with Meta.
Ben!
I have prepared a stick chart for the summoning of an angel. I'm going to go to my room now.
You're really going to summon an angel?
Why?
Meta is too busy to explain what she's doing.
No, I am not. I hope to ask one of them to bless our journey before we continue.
Oh, can we watch?
Meta's work is very important, and we shouldn't disturb her.
I suppose you could watch, if you wish to.
Ooh, I want to watch. The stories only say that angels are indescribable. The more you learn, the better, right? And we can hang out, Meta.
Do we really need to summon an angel? I've heard they're scary. Not that I've seen one.
Nice one. No one suspects a thing.
Yes, I must. One of our party has already died, regardless of the fact that she came back to life. I would not wish any more deaths to follow our travels.
Death isn't following us. What? You haven't seen him?
No one can see death, Eddie.
I know!
Wow. Well, I'll just let you know now that I definitely die like maybe 3 or 4 more times while I'm with you.
I'm not sure that's comforting, Zora.
Sorry.
I suppose if anyone wants to watch, they can follow me to my room. Oh! You have all followed me. Oh, hush, Evan. I would never replace you.
I said nothing. You must have misheard.
To begin the summoning, I made the appropriate stick chart, which I have right here.
Ben, what's a stick chart?
It's a map of where the angels move around. If you spend years training, you can learn to see some of the signs angels leave when they pass by people or places. The soul catchers are the only ones who can see the marks. They look like apples or gears or symbol to show where the angels have been, it said. Soul catchers can interpret those signs to map where the angels are.
I can see candles, but they just tell me how long before someone dies. But maybe there is something special about me.
Using the stick chart, I have asked any angels that are nearby to appear to us for guidance.
The way she does that is by—
Not right now.
Meta sat, holding the stick chart with her eyes closed. The room waited. A dark shadow slowly materialized in front of Meta.
What is it? You can't see that?
See what?
Hello, Angel.
Hello, Meta. I am Gabe.
We are travelers seeking to save our princess's life. Will you bless our journey?
I cannot. What will happen to you on this quest is preordained. It is not for angels to try to change.
Can you tell us?
I don't understand. She's just sitting here silently.
Eddie noticed that Steven adjusted his sleeve where the dragon tattoo lay curled underneath. She smiled to herself.
Just because we cannot see or hear what is happening does not mean that Meta is not speaking with an angel.
Eddie! Sorry, what? I zoned out for a second.
Can you see the angel?
Eddie glanced anxiously at the dark, shadowy angel. This one had 6 wings, 4 of which were being used to obscure the rest of the body from sight.
Oh, Eddie's weird. No? What angel?
How long should it take for Meta to talk to the angel?
Sometimes minutes, sometimes hours. We cannot be sure.
Oh, I'm back, Evan.
Meta!
Is the angel going to bless us?
How are you feeling?
I'm a little woozy, Evan.
What's wrong? Are you okay?
This always happens to me after I speak to an angel. It is hard to look at them. I feel weak.
Well, is the angel going to bless us?
Yes. The angel said we will meet with no obstacle we cannot overcome.
Yes. That's not what it said.
That's wonderful to hear. Let's go down to the dining room. We're going to discuss a couple of things I thought might be useful while we keep walking.
Everyone else is going down. Are you sure you're okay, Meta?
I will recover. Humans are not meant to see the angels. I can stand on my own, Evan. I'm going downstairs.
Evan, you stop. Are you coming?
You're showing concern for Meta?
Yeah.
Most of the people we meet are not very kind to soul catchers.
I'm sorry.
You're a good person. I like you.
Is Evan smiling? It's all craggy and rocky. It's sweet.
You are a good person. I like you.
Eddie and Evan followed the rest of the questers to the dining room, where Innkeeper Boggy was pouring drinks, serving food, and trading jokes with Ben.
You say you're on a quest, dear.
Yes, we started... Where did we start?
We started in the castle and we walked until we came here.
And now we will continue to walk for the foreseeable future.
It's nice to know that we've been blessed, Meta. Meta's smiling, but does she look a little guilty about hiding the truth?
Yes, it is nice.
You come all the way from the castle, dears. That is just so special. You know, dear, I've always wanted to visit the castle.
Oh.
It's always wanted to meet a young princess, dear. I've heard so much about her.
Well, this is the...
Shh! Hmm? It's okay, Eddie. This old woman seems nice enough. I'm the Princess Boggy.
Oh, my lady!
Thank you. You may rise. What about the threat of spies? You won't tell anyone I'm here, right, Boggy?
Of course not, dear. I wouldn't want anything to happen to you in my own inn.
You all seem happy.
The food is so delicious. You should try some.
I saw and heard what the angel said, and it was about destiny, not about happiness and blessings. I know Meta doesn't want to freak anyone out about fate, but... I'm not really hungry. I think I'm going to go to bed.
Eddie turned back briefly as she was leaving the room. All her friends were laughing together, but she just didn't feel up to it. She thought she saw a glint of silver. Before she knew it, the innkeeper was laughing and brandishing a long kitchen knife high in the air. Thank you to Ashley Tabak, voicing Innkeeper Boggy, and Isaac Brinjegard Bialik, voicing the angel, Gabe. For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the princess, Meta, Evan, Zora, Ben, or Steven, please listen to the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you.